Lock the front door.
Shut the front door.
Can't let no people in the shop anymore.
Hoodlums.
Hey, Cripes, we were going to start this show at 6 p.m. straight up, but customers came by and they wanted stuff done, and we do that out on the sidewalk now, you know? It's kind of like curbside service. There you go. And
you push the button.
I don't know what other bike shops charge, but $10 for a tube and installation, that seemed like a pretty good deal.
Hell yeah.
That's making people feel pretty good about themselves in this shitty time. You can go fuck yourself.
And I actually have to address my bar beater, so I need a new tire. And not really too. Well, maybe. No, I don't think I need a new tube.
But. Can we say this is Full Spectrum Cycling, show number 53?
I thought you said that already. I was locking the damn door.
53, right?
I was shutting the front.
It is 53 because last week we were a year old.
We're sneaking up on how old I am already.
Uh-oh.
This is freaky. I don't know. Wait, we're going to have Zito on the show in a little bit.
So wait, last week was mine and I didn't even put two and two together that I had to be 52.
It's like 54, 2, 7. We're going to call Zito at 6:30, but it's past that. And that was only because Jeopardy was still on.
I missed Jeopardy because of this. And then I get here and look.
Birdie.
You aren't even ready.
Well, you had to change a tire. Don't worry about it. Or a tube, I should say. Boy, his back tire needs changing too, so he'll be back.
Yeah.
That's what we do here at the old Everyday Cycle Shop. Help folks out when we can. Notwithstanding that nobody can come into the store at this particular time. You can leave your bike outside. You can lock it up and push your key through the slot, just like everybody does when they're getting their car worked on.
Indeed, indeed.
I mean, you go to the dealer. If they're not open, you throw it in an envelope and you push it through the slot and you say, call me when you're ready. Right. Kind of how it works now. If you want to buy a bike, you can do that online. You can even deliver it to your house without you ever stepping foot in the shop. Because guess what? Can't step foot in the shop.
Nope.
Been reading a lot of shops around the country this week and what they're doing. And this is just kind of the way it is for now.
Creative ways of addressing the situation at this point.
Yep.
Which, hats off to the world situations like that.
Probably not going to last forever, but it's going to last in Wisconsin at least for another 30 days minimum.
Oh, no. Everything will be fine by Easter.
Says the orange guy across the table over there. By the way, I believe we're a social distance away from...
I'm 6 feet away from you, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. He's standing way back by the Wyatt.
I am... Oh, that's because...
Don't touch the grips, though.
That's because I love the Wyatt.
I just wipe those grips down with alcohol. Don't touch them.
Don't even look at them.
Hey, we're also going around the shop. We're wiping stuff down. We're wearing gloves. We're eating jerky by Cracky.
Oh, it's pretty good jerky, too.
I think jerky is actually the key to this whole thing.
It is. Jerky is the key to everything in life, man.
Mmm. That's some damn good jerky. I bet it came from Held.
It in fact, did come from Held.
When did you go up there?
When I got that slab jerky, I just, I can't leave Held's without spending, way too much money. So that was a gigantic thing of jerky as I was walking out the door. I'm like, I'll have that too.
That picture that I was sent on the last ride we were on was very deceptive. It was not as large of a jerky slab as I thought it was going to be. A lot.
That's exactly what she said.
But yeah, it wasn't like a lamb shoulder size sucker that
It's like $19.95 a pound. You could go get there in a lamb size portion.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the shit you brought in was like, and yeah, that one was from Boynies. I should have brought some Boynies.
Schmickety schmack. Boynies.
Boynies and pork.
Boynies. I will admit today that I had some Boynies Hungarian bacon, smoked bacon today.
Grab some.
John Tresky.
Have some of that bacon sitting in the freezer right now. Mm-hmm. Bacon pieces, bacon shreds or whatever the hell.
So,
dude, it's bacon, man.
With everybody being kind of locked away in their own little domicile, how's cycling helped you guys keep your mind, your sanity?
That's about it. That is really about it. I mean, those first couple days.
Well, you live in batshit crazy house.
Well, there's that.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
And Coral, my feral bobcat.
Oh, cat. Yeah. right?
That is my new coworker. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Also, Tony and JK are both working from home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I have been taking this opportunity to work in the warehouse, which is solitary, but quite cathartic because that place was a total mess. Needs to be completely...
How's it looking?
I'd like to push it all out the wall, except there's a wall in the way. You know, there's a lot.
Are they going to renovate that like they did the one next to it?
No, that was
when
a
they
nice
blew.
One.
When they, yeah, they, that was blew, my, they blew out some windows there.
That was so my was my original space, mm-hmm. where the door is.
Mm.
You just don't want to have a party up there when somebody walks off that thing because it's 18 feet up.
Indeed.
I need to go take a leak. No, I can't. Speaking of leaks, hung out with Mike and Jeff King at Mike's five car. Horse barn speakeasy.
Yeah, that was insane. That was cool.
Just a quick stop on the
pregame
ride around the east side of MKE.
I on Sunday I went for this bike ride and it was really fun, except for that it was really cold and the guy that was riding with me was on the fastest freaking bike I've ever seen.
My God, that bike is fast.
29 and a half miles an hour.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know what? I saw a picture on that.
So, man. You know what I thought while we were riding and Tony's bike would do about 25? I thought, well, it's kind of like being in a Tour de France Peloton, except only 160 guys in the world can go that fast under their own power.
Right.
We can do it just by pedaling a little harder and having some e-assist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
God dang, that was fun.
I was thinking about that. When I saw that picture, I'm like, oh, man, they made their way. I would be a little bit whipped, but
to be fair,
To
be fair, on the way out, we had the wind at our back.
Yes.
Whatever. You had a motor in your, under your crotch.
Coming home, it was even better on the way home.
The motor was not on our crotch. It was in front of our bikes. Anyway. I will say, Monday,
below your crotch.
After that ride, because we did it pretty much as fast as we could, I was sore on Monday from riding the bike.
Well, I would have done that at about... done that at 12 to 14 miles an hour, not 25.
And not be hurting.
Our Eastern friends would call that karma.
You know, we're supposed to call Zito at some point. Should we do that before?
Yeah, we should, before we get to the top of the hill.
Probably Jeopardy's over, right?
It's over.
All right, you guys, talk amongst yourselves. I'll dial up the Mr. Chris Zito.
But yes, at the beginning of this pandemic, the weather was cold. It was, I mean, not that prohibitive to go outside and what have you, but normally what fueled me to get on my bike and ride would be going to work.
Going down to Nomad?
Well, yeah. Or going to a bar, you know, that kind of thing. Or going for a ride to have a reward. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I have to bring the reward with me, which is fine. It's just a new variation on a theme.
Right.
And why not?
Calling Zito.
But it's trying to get used to that.
Right.
And it's hard to, like,
program. It's a different mindset, man. Yeah.
For real.
And, you know, and all else fails, Wu-Tang Park.
Yep.
Always works.
Oh, there he is.
Hi.
Hey, we were just talking amongst ourselves. I know that we were trying to wait.
Who's
for...
Who's we?
We got JK in the studio. We got little Tony Berger about 9 feet away, so we're social distancing here in the old River West studio at Everyday Cycles. Blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
Also, we had to wait till you were done with Jeopardy, but then we actually had a customer. Hey-o!
Wow, that's good stuff.
Well, you know how that works here now is that they knock on the door and we go help them out on the sidewalk, and it worked out well.
Zito, who won Jeopardy?
Oh, I don't even know.
Oh, the Wisconsin guy kicked ass yesterday.
I didn't pay attention.
What's the final?
The guy from Milwaukee won yesterday. I was hoping he's carrying it on.
He dropped the ball. Whoever the champion from yesterday was dropped the ball.
He's not a smart bartender from Milwaukee that's out of work, right?
Right. No, he's an investment guy.
No, exactly.
Hey, speaking of smart bartenders that are out of work, this is one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you. There's other reasons, but you are a smart bartender who's out of work. How's this whole bullshit affecting you?
It's fucking me up. I jumped through the hoops today to file for some unemployment, it sucks. Earlier this week, there's someone posted this great site of Milwaukee bartenders out of work, bartenders need help.
Oh, odd jobs.
People are stepping up and going, I need my wood chopped. I need my house cleaned. You know, stuff like that. People are, offering them jobs and little ways to make cash to make try and make ends meet. So that's a really positive thing about Milwaukee.
Yeah, Randy Beck from Sabbatic.
Yeah, I don't know everybody's name.
Oh, I do.
But, there's some fundraisers going on. Like, Tonic has a GoFundMe, all mm-hmm. from the owner of Tonic, started a GoFundMe to get some tips for everyone. I know that Roman's Pub had a Bloody Mary sale the other day on Sunday, and all the proceeds went to the bartenders there. So there's a number of things out there. There's another site out there. I think it's Tip MKE.
Yep.
Where you can go and find your favorite bartender on a spreadsheet, and then there's Venmo or whatever PayPal addresses. You can send them a tip if you want to help them out through these times. Kind of bullshit. The Trump flu's got us all down.
Yeah, yep. For real.
COVID 45.
So, obviously the service industry got hit hard right off the bat.
You
got like the double whammy though. Just a couple weeks ago, we were super stoked about your new business and Milwaukee by Bike. And
I got hit blindsided. We both did, myself and my partner, Derek, were just like, he has his fingers in some other tourist based stuff. And, Milwaukee by Bike is, on hold. We just bought 30 bikes and we're going to be given tours, and it's based on tourism essentially, although down the line we plan on teaching some safe city riding to Milwaukee residents and how to route yourself to work and using alternative routes. You guys know me. I'm
absolutely
not,
nobody knows this city better than Zito, man.
I'm not a huge advocate of protected bike lanes and helmets. I'm a big advocate of riding where there's not cars.
Dig that,
using,
man.
Using the alleyways. Use alternative routing. Going along the train tracks if you got a fat bike. I know one cat who lives in Bayview who shall remain nameless, but, I want a fat bike, and then you got a fat bike and ride from Bayview to downtown on Water Street and KK. It's like, shoot, there's so many alternative routes. You don't need to be on. You don't need to be there, and you have a fucking fat bike. Ride it somewhere other than the street.
I'm definitely a convert to the Zito way of riding, I guarantee.
Indeed.
Guarantee. Hell, you hardly even have to wear a freaking helmet because there's nobody around to run you over except your own damn self.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I wear a helmet, because I'm like my own worst enemy on that.
There's a few tricks in there, but it's
you got to know yourself.
My heater's just kicked in.
My favorite Zito trick was when you're at kind of an intersection, using the windows as a mirror and just seeing what's coming down the street from the other way.
Yeah, when you're in a blind intersection, you can look down.
That's beautiful.
And you can do that with parked cars, with headlights, daytime in the city. That's a great maneuver.
Absolutely.
Cars want to make a right, and there's a right turn lane, but you want to stay to the right. You got to be aware of who's around you. And sometimes, you got to stop and go through the intersection, and it's an equation, right? There's cars coming from the left, cars coming from the right, cars coming behind you, cars coming from ahead of you, and you're in there, you're part of this equation. Now, if you've got a red light and there's no one coming from the left and right, but there's people coming at you and people coming behind you who want to go forward and right, you just go ahead. If you're clear to move safely without being in front of a car coming at you, get out of it and remove yourself from the equation. It makes the equation simpler for everyone.
That is a good call. 128%.
So there's little things to ride in the city. People, they stop their bike and they try to stay on the saddle. And ideally, you want to step off your saddle. You don't want to, dangle up there and you're uneven and uneasy and then you fall over. And, setting your pedal, there's just so much to riding your bike in the city and
don't be
being
afraid
aware
to,
of what's around you. And
don't be afraid
doing.
To put the foot down.
No, not at all.
No, yeah, step off the bike.
Step the fuck off.
Yo, step off.
Step the fuck off of that thing.
So that's going to be a small part. Hopefully we'll be talking to different big firms, Baird and NML, and doing these companies that have people that ride from all around here and teaching them how to route themselves. And, you know, some people are intimidated by traffic. I did that with Bikewise in Sydney, where you teach them how to ride effectively in the city, how to be aware, to take your lane, to use the bike lane. When you're in the bike lane, you're watching the mirrors and the brake lights and the wheels for people opening doors, you know? There's a lot of signs to it.
Absolutely. To be fair.
It's a matter of making people comfortable.
There are a lot less cars out there right now, which is awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, yeah. And like traffic patterns now should be on like the Oak Leaf and the Hank, because good Lord is insane.
I'd rather ride on the streets right now. There's so many people on the Oak Leaf and the Hank right now.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't even want to ride on the bike trails.
It's cool, but don't use this as an opportunity to teach your child.
The kids on the fucking carbon road bikes.
Lance.
Or those crazy guys on those electric bikes.
Yeah, those guys are bad.
Those guys are jackasses.
Or even, you know, there's three little old Russian old ladies with a walker walking along.
Yep.
A family with a stroller and a dog.
Yep.
Someone biking the other way and some yahoo on a mountain bike that can easily just go off the path onto the grass or through the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be a dick about it.
Oh, but you might get your tires dirty.
Anyway.
Or they could just wait. How would that be?
Yes, you were in my hood. You were in my hood yesterday. You were in my hood yesterday. You're talking about the angry Russians, right?
No, I think those are Polish ladies, not Russians.
No.
Are they over in Sherwood? They're Russian.
Yeah. No, but yeah, over by Hubbard. Boom.
When you're on a bike, you're in this pedestrian, you know, you respect. Yeah,
there's responsibility on all parts.
Ladies with strollers, old people.
Absolutely.
You know, there's kind of a chain of command of who you respect.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
Well, Zito,
like the executive texting and crossing the crosswalk. Fuck him.
Yeah, well, that's why the bullhorn goes up his ace.
Yeah, so, like, quit being a millennial.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks through all this bull of shit, is that I know this is affecting you in more than one way, and we just kind of like to keep up with you and see how, you know, see how things are. You're like a case study in the worst of this bullshit that could possibly happen. So I'm sorry that everything isn't working out well, but it would be great to kind of figure out how.
So if I hang myself, should I just do it? Should I just come and hang myself in front of your shop, or do you guys want to check in on my apartment?
Only if you're a pinata with a bunch of candy in there.
How about you just don't hang yourself?
Yeah,
man. You know, you got friends out there, man. Everybody was, That said, you know, everybody owning a bike shop or any other business in the city right now that's not a liquor store, I think they're still doing okay.
Right.
Essential businesses.
Yeah, it's an essential business. I'm depressed. I need some. Well, today, speaking of today.
We are here.
Ding, ding, ding.
Segway. Does it ding, 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 ding.
Top of the hill.
Top of the hill.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's all downhill from here.
Top of the hill. Looks like we're drinking Voodoo Ranger Starship IPA today.
Yes, we are.
That's actually a pretty tasty beer, right?
It is. It's a 7.7% by volume.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it's by the wonderful people at New Belgium Brewing.
New Belgium.
Even though they've sold out now.
I like the New Belgium people.
Yeah.
Well, they made everybody that owns the company kind of at least somewhat happy that they worked there.
Yeah. I think there was
some people did really well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think they had over 25 people that got $1 million.
Yeah, and they had 1,000 people that made a good chunk of change.
Zito, when I lived out in Colorado,
the thing about them is they're one of the biggest cycling advocates in the country.
When I lived out in right outside of there, I was 8 miles from their brewery, and I tried to get a job there. And one guy that I asked, he's like, "Do you have anything on the owner?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, can you, you know, bribe him?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Then you ain't getting a job here." I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, no, you are not getting a job at this place. No one leaves. Everyone that works there will not leave. It's incredible." You know, and they were the first company I've ever heard that had doggy daycare. You could take your dog with you to work, and they would add a special area and employees that would take care of your dog.
Yeah, they had that when I was at QBP.
That's pretty awesome.
They just let the dogs go.
Who let the dogs go?
And there actually was one supervisor who did nothing but walk around and pet dogs all day.
Well, that sounds like Tony's job. That's a perfect job for Tony.
He speaks dog.
She was supposed to be doing her other job.
She was supposed
to be supervising, but she was busy petting dogs all day.
Supervising dogs.
Yeah, there you go. Dogs are people too, you know. Allergic. I'm allergic to little bastards. I'll say.
Oh, they're so cute.
All right, man.
Well, yeah, we're hoping that something breaks here. We can start getting some tour. We're planning on launching this Milwaukee by Bike tours in April, mid-April, but it's looking like it might be getting put off till May or June now. And as soon as, we need tourism to pick back up in Milwaukee. Everybody knows what a great city it is to visit. The bars, the restaurants, the people, the arts, the architecture. It's just Milwaukee's such a cool, kick-ass city, and it's really working last year on the paddle taverns on the river. The people that come from out of town are just blown away by Milwaukee, and we had bachelor parties that come in from Ohio and southern states. They fly into Milwaukee to have their bachelor party, A, because it's cheap, and B, because it's just so much fun.
Yeah,
Trevor,
for real.
Yep. Trevor Clayton from Surly dubbed Milwaukee Mill Stumbly. They don't never do any walking.
Leave it to Trevor to come up with something good. All right, dude. Well, it's good talking to you. I hope things work out a little better. Let us know how we can help you out if you need. I got some tires here for you. I'll give them to you if you need them. Don't worry about it.
I'm all right. I need a new drivetrain on my bike. but anyway, actually, I got a buddy who's looking for some 26-inch slicks.
Let me know. We'll see what we can do. We're trying to help folks out where we can.
Yeah, but I was just going to send him to Vulture. But anyway, who's riding tomorrow?
I'm trying to, which is actually going to be yesterday, but
yeah,
right now, today is Friday.
Tomorrow is yesterday. It was a great ride
yesterday.
It was a great ride, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think,
it was pretty fantastic.
It was awesome.
Oh yeah. And then boom, and this, yep.
Nice.
I think I might have a,
I brought the Irish.
I might have a fantasy factory left by then.
Right.
What kind of Irish?
Tully.
What kind of Irish did you bring?
Tully.
Oh, hot dog. I like that. I like that a lot. It was really tasty.
And there's a lot of room there for social distancing. Yeah. I really thought somebody was going to bust my balls on that when I made that freaking event.
Well,
on what?
Well, just like, everyone stay inside, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going down there by myself. So.
Yeah, but I mean, just to... You're organizing something that involves more than 10 people.
That's 7 people.
But it's more like everybody's got to get out and exercise.
No shit, yeah.
Yep. Everybody's got to... Yep.
I have other ways.
Safely when you,
I'm looking at the worst case scenario, normally.
Scenario.
Yeah.
So, that's...
It's not like we're all making out or sharing doobies or anything. Everyone's just keeping their space, having
We're not
coffee.
Making out anyway.
Yeah, we can't do that these days, man.
I know. Everybody's going to bring their own
This
shit.
Could have been a great dance.
I have to bring my own doobie? Wait a second.
Yeah,
kind of alternate reality is this?
Oh, my God. You can't even share a joint these days.
All right, my man. We'll see you yesterday.
All right, rubber side down.
All right, dude. Good to talk to you.
Peace. Later, brother.
Crap, thanks for the call.
Well, there you go.
Well, hell, that made a good show right there.
Sure did. Not to mention these great Voodoo Rangers
even
Starship
with
IPM.
The
what
six to seven feet between
seven.
Us.
7.7. Yeah. Not bad.
Well, and we did stop at the speakeasy before.
Well, that's your own damn fault.
Well, yeah.
I ain't getting you fucking invite. Thanks for nothing.
Should have brought the Maker's Mark, probably, huh? Probably should have. I don't know. We didn't get through any of this stuff. Hey, guess what? Here's the big deal to me and why it's so bullshitty. Summerfest is rescheduled.
Septemberfest.
Yeah, but not even cool. Totally. It's fucked up because they're going to do it over 3 weekends, not in a straight 10-day run. Like
what?
Yeah, it's over 3 weekends.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
3 3-day weekends. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Can you imagine anybody who works at Summerfest, who runs a stage, who can afford to take a month off to run a 10-day show?
Yeah.
You can't. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get the quality people that run that show and make it work.
I think we can officially call it, my favorite word,
go fuck yourself.
Bummerfest.
Oh, yeah, Bummerfest.
It has finally reached it. Bummerfest.
It'll just call it something else.
Yeah.
Just call it something else.
Yeah.
I mean, really, because it... You know what I mean?
While I do have a lot of... notes here that you can probably read in the show notes that we're not going to talk about. There is one very important thing. One Glove Milwaukee.
You are a member of that?
I am.
I've been a member of that for years.
Isn't that Jared's thing?
Yes, it's Jared's thing. It's just, One Glove Milwaukee.
When you see a glove on the ground, you take a photo of it.
And say where it is.
Put it up on the Face Place page. One Glove Milwaukee. I saw a shoe. Should I put a shoe up? It's just one shoe.
You could.
It was actually right in the alley right next to the shop.
One shoe.
One shoe, Milwaukee. But it's one glove.
It's a glove for your foot.
Then I saw two gloves interconnected, and I thought, well, it's two gloves, love not gloves. One glove. So
it's love gloves.
If I ever find, I honestly am holding on to one glove, thinking I'm going to find the other one.
Don't do that.
But what if it's,
I think, like 5 years.
This is what you do. You throw that one away.
No.
Tell me but so I can take it out.
It's a beautiful glove. It's like one of my favorite damn gloves. And I just want to keep it so I can remember it. They don't make it anymore, God damn it.
Just change your last name to Jackson. Wear it around.
Jackson.
Jackson. I like that.
Because I'm right. Michael Jackson.
Even the freaking Olympics are postponed till next year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what could be postponed, but I have not heard yet. And it will make me cry. I'm serious.
Slackerfest?
River West 24.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
That's the last weekend of July. That's a long ways
off. I will cry. Yeah, but registration's in May.
Oh, true that.
Well, they can alternately do in that part. The race itself.
Well, I saw Jeremy last weekend. I didn't even mention that to him.
And me neither, because he had a lot more on his mind. But as much planning and everything he put into Flat Out Friday to have that canceled.
And Mama Tried.
He was in the best spirit. I saw him at Boone and Crockett, and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm really sorry. He's like, hey, there are way more serious problems right now in this world. I'm like, what a great outlook for you. I mean, good for you, buddy. He is a prime example of an awesome human being.
Well, all this stuff should return to us, and they're all great stuff, and please check them out when they return.
Yes.
Even if you have to go to Bummerfest, it's still a good thing.
Bank this money now and spend it when they can.
Right on. We're going to probably get the hell out of here now.
Make click a tree.
Is there somebody knocking on the door?
Made me look.